We'll talk more about the show in a second, but right now, let's welcome for a first number the Pittsburgh Savoyards.
We're called Gondolieri, but that's of a Gary. It's quite honorary, the trade that we ply. For gallantry noted, since we were short-coated, to beauty devoted, Amarco and I. When morning is breaking, our couches forsaking, to greet their awaking with carols we come. At summer day's nooning, with merry lagooning, our mellows within its tooling, we naturally thrum. When vespers are ringing, to hope ever clinging, with songs of our singing, our vigil we keep. When daylight is fading, enwrapped in night's shading, with soft serenading, we sing them to sleep. With soft serenading, we sing them to sleep. With soft serenading, we sing them to sleep. Gondolieri, Gondolieri, tra la 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 la, la 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 la. Gondolieri, Gondolieri, tra la 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 la, 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 tra la 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 la.
Wow, let's meet each of our soloists, and then we are going to talk to a couple of people who can tell us more about the show itself. Hello.
Hi.
Your name and all that stuff?
Yes, my name is Andrew. I am Marco in this production of Gondoliers.
And where are you from, Andrew? What community?
I actually grew up in the Fox Chapel area in Pittsburgh, one of the Pittsburgh natives.
Well, terrific. Yeah. And what a beautiful voice. And to be able to sing not only on your own, but a duet like the two of you just did.
Oh, yes.
It's got to take a lot of work, a lot. You guys have to like each other a lot, or
yes,
at least get
yes.
along.
We've worked with each other quite a bit. We're both souls at Fox Chapel Presbyterian Church, so we're used to singing together. And in this production, there's a lot of stuff where we are in unison together, and I'm sure Andy will talk more about the plot where we have to be like as one person. So we always have to make sure we're exactly the same. So you had to really listen to each other and make sure no one's ahead or behind, et cetera.
Well, you sounded great. Let's meet your partner here, Zach, who you also heard singing. Hi, Zach.
Hello, yes, hi.
Are you also from O'Hara Fox Chapel, that area?
Originally. I grew up south central PA, about 30 miles west of Gettysburg, right along the Maryland border.
Excellent. How did you discover your love for singing like this and Gilbert and Sullivan?
Music came, I guess my parents knew I was good at it as a kid, but I had no clue and didn't really care. But when I was about 17, I kind of discovered, I was like, oh, I kind of like this stuff.
That's great.
And I went to Slippery Rock and just kind of migrated my way down to Pittsburgh, and I've been here ever since.
That's excellent. Music at Slippery Rock? Slippery Rock has such a great music program, and not everybody seems to know that. Mm-hmm. They think of phys ed and a few other programs.
Yes,
they have a great music program. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll talk with other folks throughout the morning here. Let me go to Lynette and the aforementioned Andy, not Andrew, but Andy, who's here. Tell me about your roles in the play and a little bit about what we just heard kind of sounded like a mariachi band to me, although I know that's not what it was. But this play does have the musical has songs in, that are Spanish and Italian, right?
Yeah, it does. So I'm Andy Hickley. I'm the stage director for this production. And this play reflects a lot of different styles of music, but primarily stuff in the Mediterranean. We've got a little bit of Italian stuff happening. We've got a little bit of Spanish stuff happening. The show takes place in Act One in Venice, and then in Act Two in the fictional island kingdom of Barataria, which is a Spanish kingdom.
Interesting. Mm. And I would imagine the Savoy Yards have performed this show before. Maybe not. I mean, in its history. It's how many years now? 80-something?
81.
81, so somewhere along the lines. Can you describe the basic plot line?
Yeah, sure. So what you just heard is the opening introduction to our titular gondoliers, Marco and Giuseppe Palmieri, who are dashing and well-beloved gondoliers in Venice, who discover that they might be linked to this missing prince of the Spanish kingdom of Barataria.
And a gondolier would be the pilot of a gondola.
Absolutely.
Boat.
Okay. Yeah. And we don't see any gondolas in the show, but we see plenty of gondoliers and we hear them, you know, singing a lot as they would plying their trade.
So, and they're just like ship captains, I would imagine. Gondoliers are kind of men about town.
Absolutely.
With a lot of respect and typecasting, right, guys? a lot of respect and people sort of follow them. It's great. Well, what's the next song? Let's get another selection in, and if you need to set it up, please
sure.
do.
So the next song we're going to do is there is a man staying in Venice, the Grand Inquisitor Don Alhambra del Bolero, who has information about where the missing prince of Barataria ended up. In fact, he is the one that stole him away from the kingdom and put him somewhere in hiding. And so he's going to explain exactly what happened there.
Just the name Barataria is really fun.
Absolutely. That's what this opera is. It is so yeah. much fun.
Barataria. Here again, the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards.
Stole the prince and I brought him here and left him gaily prattling with a highly respectable gondolier who promised a royal babe to rear and teach him the trade of a timoneer with his own beloved prattling. Both of the babes were strong and stout and considering all things clever. Of that there is no manner of doubt, no probable possible shadow of doubt, no possible doubt whatever.
No possible doubt whatever.
But owing I'm much disposed to fear to his terrible taste for tippling, that highly respectable gondolier could never declare with a mind sincere which of the two was his offspring dear and which the royal stripling. Which was which he could never make out despite his best endeavor. Of that there is no manner of doubt, no probable possible shadow of doubt, no possible doubt whatever.
No possible doubt whatever.
I love the rhyming of tippling and stripling, and I was waiting for Kipling. It is really hard not to smile as you listen to these songs. I was laughing out loud.
It really is. I find myself, my voice, my throat hurts after doing rehearsals because I've been laughing so much at just the antics that these kids will get up to.
Now, Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall is in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. And the show opens March 15th. It runs through the 17th. And then again, the following week, the 21st through the 24th, we've linked to the ticket website. But you'll want to be sure to get an opportunity to see this show and to hear it. These are local Pittsburghers with one of the oldest performing groups of this type in the country, I think, Lynette, right?
We are one of the oldest performing groups. In fact, we're the oldest performing group, I think, in Western Pennsylvania. We're a year older than the Pittsburgh Opera.
Wow. So. And Lynette is the show producer. For the show, what are some of the things that the show producer does? You probably do advertising and programs.
A little bit of everything, actually, from setting up in the original, you know, in the beginning to doing auditions all the way through to wrapping up. You know, it's a pretty big job.
I can imagine.
I think asking Lynette what she doesn't do would be a shorter answer.
Probably, yeah.
She is a superhuman help to this company.
I'll say. Aww. I mean, you do a lot of fundraising and just everything. Or you're executive director as well, correct? Or something like that.
Well, we don't really have that title, but I do manage the orchestra as well because, you know, we have a full orchestra. So you get to see a wonderful, hilarious show with a full orchestra. Accompanying them, and it's a really a fun event.
That's I always forget about the orchestra since they're not here, with the exception of Matt Brown, who's playing.
It's kind of hard to put 30 people, extra people in this room.
Someday.
Yes. Someday,
you know,
maybe.
Well, as we expand, and,
yes,
you know, we'll be growing just to this whole level. If we can get everybody here at the same time,
that would
do
be
it.
Cool.
You know, years ago we did have a youth symphony orchestra here in this space, and it was great, except we forgot about their parents. There was plenty of room for the symphony. There was not quite enough room for their parents, so we did it at the New Hazelet the following year. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. The Pittsburgh Savoyards are here. What's next?
So as we just heard in the previous song, one of these two gondoliers is the king of Barataria. But because their father was a bit fond of the drink, we don't know which one is which. And that presents a problem because the Spanish princess Casilda was wed in babyhood to the infant king of Barataria. And now that she's grown up, her parents have brought her to Venice to have her married off to one of the two. And Casilda has some plans of her own. She has fallen in love with her her family's itinerant what do you call yourself? The trusty drummer, the valet, all-purpose servant. And this is their song when they're finally left alone together, where we hear about that.
Oh, rapture, when alone together, two loving hearts and those that bear them may join in temporary tether, though feet apart should really tear them.
Necessity, invention's mother, compelled me to a course of feigning, but left alone with one another, I will atone for my disdaining. Oh, well, beloved, mine angry roar is but a gown that serves to dress my gentleness.
Oh, well, beloved, thy cold disdain, it brings no pain. 'Tis mercy played in masquerade. Oh, well, beloved.
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 So beautiful. And let's meet each of you. And then I do want to double back and also meet our soloists from the last number, too. We'll do you two first, then we'll come over I realized as you were singing that I neglected to do it. It's so easy to get lost in the music, isn't it? Tell me about yourself.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm playing the part of Luis, a star-crossed Spanish drummer boy.
And looking quite dapper this morning, too. He's got this very, you're dressed for radio. Have you been in many productions with the Savoyard?
Well, I started in spring of 2016, and I've done every show with them except for this past fall.
Well, that's terrific. It's always good to see new people come. How did you make the connection to get involved with the Savoyard?
Okay, well, so where I went to college, St. Vincent, they have a student-run theater group that performs Gilbert and Sullivan operettas and plays and things like that. And I loved doing it in college. And then when I moved out to Pittsburgh, my one best friend, she was doing these groups, and she said, you should do it. I know you like the music. And I auditioned, and it's just been good ever since.
That's great. And so it's good. I wanted to bring this up because I'm quite sure I know how welcoming the group is, that you probably always are looking for folks who have a love of this music and who would like to sing and act professionally. Am I right about that?
Absolutely, Larry.
So it's nice to meet you. Let's meet your duettis here, who I recognized immediately. Her big voice is pretty hard to mistake. It's Mia.
Hi, I'm Mia. Nice to be here again.
I mean, Mia, forgive me. I don't like Mia is very slender and slight, and I'm sure you hear this all the time. This noise comes out of her. I meant that in a nice way.
Absolutely.
It's like, how does she do that? When did you start singing operatically?
Well, I started singing in third grade, just as I think most kids do in choir in school, and found my way into opera as a seventh grader, actually.
Wow.
I got to be in a children's choir that sang with the Pittsburgh Opera. So that started my love of all things opera. I hadn't even heard of opera before as a kid until I got into this. It's been ever since. And opera singers were kind of like athletes. So we work out to make this larger sound, because even though we're using microphones on the radio, we don't use microphones for our shows.
Yeah, one woman, I know her name. She may not want me to mention it on the radio, but she had studied opera and she chose not to perform. But she sang for me once and I was really honored for that. We were in a very small room. She was right, we were a little bit closer than you and I are. It's just amazing what comes out of a trained operatic singer. And that's true for all of you, too. But you're a little special.
Lots of air support.
Thank you very much. And let's double back and say hello to Alex, David. I got it. Who we didn't meet earlier. Hello.
Yeah, that's correct. I am David Alden. I am the Grand Inquisitor.
And I guess you ask a lot of questions.
I do ask a lot of questions.
Suddenly, I'm frightened. I think I skipped you. Strategically earlier before. You've got a great voice too.
Thank you.
How long have you been with these guys?
I started singing Gilbert and Sullivan in 1967 in high school. My performance in the high school Pirates of Penzance. I started singing with the Pittsburgh Savoyards in 1971, and I have done most of their productions. I jump in and out of the company due to family responsibilities and things like that, but I love Gilbert and Sullivan, and I love the Savoyards productions, and it's been a highlight of my life.
Well, it's great to have you here. You've got to be one of the longest-term active members, I would think, of the company.
I would say I've been involved longer than anyone else at this time.
And one of the things, too, and I think this applies to all of you, is you imagine your life without the organization and how much less joy, fun, meaning, connectivity would occur without it. So that's why it's so important to support groups like this. If you're kind of thinking about going to see the Gondoliers and to hear it, you ought to. I mean, it's genuine people creating a great theater experience for you. And the musical opens March 15th, runs through the 17th, and then the following week, the 21st to the 24th, at the beautiful Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie, as Maggie Forbes likes to say, the Carnegie Carnegie. That's how you know it. It's easy to get to, too. Let's have you do another number. We'll eventually meet our last two cast members here with us today, Christine and Jenna. Andy, what's going to happen next?
So this this issue of Casilda's marriage to the King of Barataria doesn't just present issues for Casilda and Louise. It also presents issues for Marco and Giuseppe, because within the first big number of the show, they get married to their own sweethearts, Tessa and Janetta. And we learn, they learn finally in Act Two, rather, that one of their husbands was already married in babyhood to this princess, making one of them an unintentional bigamist. And it's at this point that the four of them try and figure out how this is going to work and exactly what is going on here. So they're going to try and unravel this problem.
Before they sing, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Is it useful to read a synopsis before going to the production? I'm sure there might be one in the playbill too, but
there is.
It sounds to me like you want to – not that it's not understandable at first blush, but I'll bet it's more enjoyable if you do a teeny bit of homework ahead of time.
It is, definitely. Although the way that we try to stage these is that even if you've never heard of Gilbert and Sullivan before, even if you've never heard of the Gondoliers before, we try to present in such a way that you can come in and still enjoy it, even if you haven't done the homework.
Okay, so here we go. Everybody's in position.
In a contemplative fashion and a tranquil frame of mind, free from every kind of passion, some solution let us find. Let us grasp the situation, solve the complicated plot. Quiet, calm deliberation disentangles every knot.
I know Don Giuseppe waited, that's a crucial slice of luck. He'd have rather dunderheaded, still distinctly he's a duck. I have picked out to him, he'll be my married, that is clear. He's particularly stupid, still distinctly he's a
to Janetta I was mated, I can prove it in a trice. Over charms are overrated, still I own she's rather nice.
I to Tessa willy-nilly, all at once a victim fell. She is what is called a silly, still she answers pretty well. She's a silly, still she answers pretty well.
Now when we were pretty babies, someone married us, that's clear.
But if I can catch her, I'll pinch her and scratch her and send her away with a flea in her ear.
That young lady married to receive her can't refuse.
If I overtake her, I'll warrant, I'll make her to shake in her aristocratical shoes. She married to Giuseppe, and he'll have to go. If I have to do it, I'll warrant, she'll brew it. I'll teach her to marry the man of my heart. You're a spinster. No better, no better. If I have to do it, I'll warrant it. I can get at her. Now, if her mother will know her again. If I have to do it, I'll warrant it.
nation disentangles every knot.
Bravo. I got scared for a minute. Hi, there's you've called attention to yourselves. There's a little boy out there that I can see. Hi, this is live on the radio. This is called radio. Let's meet the two people we haven't met just yet. And we should acknowledge Matt as well. I don't know if Matt. Would you like to say hello? Or no, Matt often, I know from before, Matt's a background guy. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Jenna, and I'm playing Janetta in the show.
Oh, how appropriate.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Janetta. Are you from the area?
I am not originally. I'm actually from Knoxville, Tennessee, originally.
I love Knoxville. No, I haven't been there in ages.
Oh,
but
really?
We actually vacationed in Knoxville years ago, and I liked it. But that was a long time ago. What brought you to Pittsburgh?
I did my grad school work at WVU, actually, and so just kind of moved my way up here. I've only been here for about a year, but I love it, and I love the music scene in Pittsburgh. So
excellent, and yeah. You're getting along and finding your way.
I places. Am. Yes, I love it. Good. So yes,
I'd like you to show me.
Yeah.
some of us that have lived here for a long time still can't quite find our way from one place to the next.
Yes, I will say that directions for me sometimes I can get a little crossed, I guess. Yeah.
Ricky and I like to say Pittsburgh roadways can be very unforgiving. Yeah. Sometimes you just, once you make a wrong turn, you're pretty much it's kind of like the turnpike. You got to go to the next exit, turn around.
Yes. I am finding that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you. And finally, we have Christine.
Hello, I am Christine. Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Tell us about yourself.
Okay. I have lived in the Pittsburgh area all my life. I grew up in Hampton Township, and I found the Savoyards because my dad Googled it, and he was like, oh, Christine, you should do this. So
wow.
I did it.
Was he trying to find
He was trying to get me out of the house. No, I'm just kidding. I graduated from Allegheny College in 2017, so I came back to Pittsburgh, and I've always loved theater, but in college I played college lacrosse, so I didn't have a whole lot of time to do a ton of operas and musicals, so I usually stuck to plays in the off season, and then we were talking about how I really missed music, and my mom is an opera singer, and she has a beautiful voice, and she was like, well, I remember the Savoy Yards, and I was like, oh, all right, let's Google it, and we did.
How
and
nice.
Brought me here, and I've been here. This is my third year, and everyone's been so welcoming, and I just love it.
That's great.
I can't imagine life without it.
What's your degree in?
So I'm in visual production. Is my degree, so communications with a double minor in theater and history.
Oh, my goodness. So you're professionally in alignment here as well, potentially. I'm sure you've got skills that can be used off the stage, too.
Yeah. Are you hiring?
Are we hiring? Us here at SLB? We should talk. No, we should talk.
All right. My dad's listening, I might have a job. No, I'm kidding. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. We're always looking. Actually, we'll talk. I think we're going to have time for one or two more, depending on length. But I would like, by the way, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade live across our network of stations. Thank you for doing that. Lynette, I wanted to turn to you to be sure we mention anything else going on with the company, any benefits, any additional shows this season that we should be aware of, just to be sure that there's, you know, good knowledge about that.
Well, I want to mention that on opening night, if you come to the opening night show, we do have a reception afterwards upstairs in the Lincoln Gallery that's free, and it has lots of food and drinks, and everybody goes up, the cast, the orchestra, the crew, and the audience, and we have a really fun time up there for about an hour and a half after the show. So if you do want to come that night, That's a fun event.
How nice. So you can get tickets if you go to the website. Is that the easiest way?
That is an easy way. There's a link on our website for the tickets.
And the address for the website?
It's www.PittsburghSavoyards, and that's SAVOYARDS, in case you don't know. I'd imagine you know how to spell Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
.org.
And you know how to spell O-R-G. That's easy. And again, the show, March 15th through the 17th. March 15th is a Thursday, right?
Friday.
Friday. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the 21st is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Are there matinees as well?
The matinees are on the Sundays at 2:30. And there is a special thing about the Thursday on the 21st is that you can go to the ticketing and pay what you will. You're not required to pay our regular ticket price.
So you could pay like five times the ticket price if
you
want.
You could do that. That would be great. I would love you. I would give you a hug when you walked in the door if you did that. But, you know, you can pick your own price for that night.
Excellent. Well, look, I encourage you to consider supporting Pittsburgh Savoyards and the work that they do. All very nice people and very talented people. We singled out Mia before, but everybody – no, we didn't single out Mia. We singled out we singled out Mia. I had to think for a minute, but everybody is very talented. I don't want to not single just one person out. I don't know how apparent it is to you as you listen, but I can hear each individual voice here in the studio, and it's just incredible. So we have about 3 minutes of radio time, which is probably one, or is it two? I'm going to leave it up to you, depending.
I think we got time for two more. Right?
Yeah, let's try.
Because we've met everybody.
Let's try. Yeah. So what's next?
All right, so next we have very similar to the last song that we heard, but now we're throwing Casilda into the mix. Once again, we're trying to figure out this arrangement. We've got two husbands, three wives, and a very complicated math problem.
Here is a case unprecedented. Here a king and queen of star. Ever since marriage was first invented, never was known a case so hard. I may be said to have been bisected by a profound catastrophe.
Through a calamity unexpected, I am divisible into three.
I may be said to have been bisected.
I am divisible into three. Through a calamity, I am divisible into three.
One more of us all, how can you call marriage a state of unity?
It's amazing. It's a duet of duets, a duo of a duet and a trio. And Matt sounding great. Hearing a whole orchestra is going to be incredible, too. Thank you for being here so much. You're getting thumbs up from folks visiting our studios that you can't see behind us. Again, it's Pittsburgh Savoyards, SAVOYARDS. I like how Lynette assumes you know how to spell Pittsburgh. That's a good thing. And that's how you can get ticket information. It might be fun. What a great first date, you know? How can you not enjoy yourself and then have something to talk about afterwards? Or also a great a great production to take a parent to, or multi-generational. And I think kids would really like it, too, because even if you don't catch every single word, it's just fun to
pretty much all ages, Larry. And also we do have super titles above the stage for the songs.
Oh, excellent.
Unless you come Thursday night and then it's all captain. all captioned that night.
So I'm going to let you close us out. I'm going to thank the Electric Army for being here with us. Also, Ron Gatos from Neighborhood Allies, Chad for a great mix, and Ricky. And we'll look for you next week on the Saturday Light Brigade. One more now from the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts.
All right. We're going to close with one of the big dance numbers, one more Spanish numbers in the show, Dance a Cachucha.
Manzanilla, Manzanilla.